B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
It's 7:13. Morning Court's in session. We have Tony on the phone with us this morning. So apparently, Tony, he emailed us. He's got a bit of a situation where he's got a home humidifier, whole house humidifier.
Nice.
Right? It's a lot. If you have a hardwood, it's really good. Or if you have any kind of breathing issues, I think it's good to have the house humidified. But his recently broke down, and then that's where the fun started for Tony. Okay. Right, Tony? What's going on?
Yeah, I flew out, and I called my regular guys to come in to give me a price on fixing it, and they quoted me something ridiculous, what I thought was sounded crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They quoted me like $4,200 to fix a unit. And they had just been out to service it like the week before.
Okay.
And I ended up talking to a friend of mine who said he could get it done for like a quarter of the price.
Okay.
And he did it.
Well, wait a minute. So the company was out a week before, and what'd they say about that?
Nothing, really. I mean, they just said $4,200 is what they said.
So it was an unexpected
Who
problem.
Could have seen that
Who
coming?
Could have seen, right? Wow. So yeah, you paid a service call for that. That's great. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay. So someone at work knows a new guy. So you're getting it done for a quarter of it?
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So what's the, obviously that's going to be upsetting, but so what's the dilemma for you here, Tony?
I've been with that other company, the company that quoted me $4,200. I've been with them for a while. And
yeah.
Do I call them and tell them, hey, I'm breaking up with you. I got a new new HVAC boyfriend.
Yeah, you got a new guy. Well, we'll call him that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're married, right, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. I would be pretty
well, and just to even like
off.
Tell them, you know, I know what you well, did.
Yeah.
Don't think you pulled one over on me, sir.
But I think they did. They did pull one over on me for like 7 years with this company. So I want to call them up and yell at the company and be like, I think you've been kind of, you know, taking advantage of me for a lot of years.
That's a big difference. Are you happy with the work the new guy did? It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
Everything's all good.
Fixed it in no time. It works perfectly. And charged me that literally a quarter of the price.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
well, the good
I
news is
like
you got a guy now.
Yeah, you got,
a guy. But the question is, and I don't blame you, you've had this other company for years, and you want to know if they've been jerking you around.
Or does he just, you know, let it go and move on?
Let it ride.
Yeah, I'd like to let it go and move on, but when I do the math in my head over the last 7 years of what I've spent with these people, I could have bought a small house.
Okay.
it's like when you break up with a boyfriend and you're like, and you start thinking about it, and you're like, you know, he treated me bad all these years, and he did this, and he did this, and he did this, and you want to get on the phone and be like, I think you're a jerk. You're terrible.
If you can
explain
get
yourself.
Somebody on the phone, that's a problem.
Right.
Okay, Tony, stay tuned. We'll get the audience a reaction to it. Sometimes it's best to move on, but, man, there's that part. It's just that
just
itch you want to scratch.
Thing.
I know it.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony. Hey, thanks for calling. Stay tuned.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
888-410-1057. What would you do if you were in Tony's case? By the way, he did say in the original email, his wife says, let it ride. What should I do? So he's got that going for him. His wife just wants to forget about it, move on. You got a new guy. But do you ever want to just call?
Yeah, and just be like,
I'm on to you.
I'm on to you.
What would have cost $4,200? He got it done for $1,000 or so. So anyway.
You know.
What should Tony do? Should he let it ride? Call the other company.
You could be nice and call.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, can
what
you explain
fun would that
this
be?
To me?
Right?
Yeah, no one in this room would do that.
Let's see. All right, so what should Tony do? Move on or just have his say? 888-410-1057. What would you do?
If you like pina coladas.
1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 721, Morning Court is in session. I know, LBF, you'd like to put these guys in court, but no. Not going to happen.
The worst people ever.
Yeah, but that's Morning Court for another day. So Tony was on the phone. I guess his humidifier blew out, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the week before, he had a service call just for the boiler, everything, you know, heat related for the winter, and they didn't see anything wrong with that. It blows literally 2-3 days later. They'll say, yeah, we can fix it for $4,200. Tony gets somebody to come out for $1,000. He wants to know, should he call that other company that he's been working with for years and say, hey,
yeah,
you know, thanks fix for this. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fix this. All right, we start with Lauren. What do you think?
No, I'm bothered by the fact that he didn't even have him on the phone and have him out there that week, because he had him out a week before. So I'm kind of annoyed with the both of them being pushovers that they didn't have him come fix it free of charge if they were out there the week before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think he had a service, like a general, like just check everything out. I agree. They were saying it was unforeseen.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Right? Thank you, though, Lauren. I agree with you.
Okay, see ya.
That's what, yeah, sure, she says. I know, that's the problem. They're well, hey, everything was fine when we were there. You know, it happened afterwards. Does he have anything at all, is the question. 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Let's help Tony out. So his humidifier blew out. Company was out doing a service call the week before. And saw no problems with any of his heating, his boiler and the blower, everything else. And I guess the humidifier literally blew up. So they said they could replace it for $4,200. He goes online and sees, this is Tony's told us subsequently, that just so you know, that same machine that had to be replaced was on Amazon for only $680.
It's the labor.
For $4,200 is what the other company was wanting. Okay? That's a lot of labor. So anyway, that's what's really ticked them off. Should he do anything about it? Because a friend at work gave him somebody who did it for under $1,200. So what do you say about that? Wouldn't you want to call at some point? Isn't there?
I would really, really want to, but you know me. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Babe, can you call?
Yeah,
right. we got Pam.
All right, Pam, what would you do?
Yeah, he should call the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, okay. get the middleman involved.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
If they're taking advantage of him like that, how many other homeowners have they taken advantage?
Yeah, that's
probably
a good
little
point.
Old ladies too.
Right, the BBB.
Exactly. If they were just out for service, they should have caught that there was something wrong. And you know, yes, they should have come back and fixed it.
It's one of those things I always say, call the Better Business Group, but do you ever? So maybe Tony should.
Yeah, he should. Yep.
Thank you, Pam.
I actually have done it and gotten some results. So
good.
It's worth it.
Good. Good advice, Pam. Thank you.
All right.
If you can get him on the phone, imagine that. The BBB.
The BBB. I always check the BBB before I hire somebody.
You can do it online, too. Yeah. So, Tony, check that out. You should anyway.
Maybe a harshly worded, you know, review somewhere online.
Yeah, that'll do it. But don't not do anything. That's my point.
Really?
Do something.
I just wait till it passes. It's like a headache.
Okay.
Or a kidney stone.
You'd have Dave
depending
do it.
On how bad it is.
Dave, you should call them. Dave, you should call. All right, LBF, Dirty Laundry.
Oh, well, it's about the banana split. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas.
I get it.
When I read that headline, all I could think was, Bob Bronson should have had this one.
I know. Banana. Come on, that's bananas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.